Ideal black bear habitat is thick forest with a combination of coniferous and deciduous trees, and some sort of wetlands, be it streams or swampy areas. Their den can range from hollowed trees, fallen trees, and rocky ledges, to small caves and brush piles. Most black bears will camouflage their den entrances with wood, leaves, and brush, making it hard to find them in the winter. Black bears enter a period of dormancy in the wintertime, called torpor, when their heart rate slows and body temperatures become lower. They do not eat, drink, defecate, or urinate while denned up. Contrary to popular belief, bears are not considered true hibernators, as they can, and sometimes do, wake up during this period. Black bears usually go to great lengths to avoid human conflict. With the ever-expanding population growth, especially in the Northeast, and man's steady encroachment on the black bear's territory, more and more encounters are happening. If a bear finds food without getting frightened away, he may come back for more. Each time this happens, he can become less fearful, and this habituation can lead to problems. Conflicts can heighten during hyperphagia, a feeding frenzy in late summer and fall in which bears bulk up for the winter dormancy, gaining 3 to 4 pounds per day and consuming 20,000 calories a day. Bears that lose their fear of people are called nuisance bears. These are most often mothers with young cubs and sub-adult males, young bears who have just separated from their mothers and are still learning how to obtain food. In many states, nuisance bears are killed or trapped and moved far away in hopes that they won't come back. But most of the time, this outcome wouldn't have been necessary if people hadn't made food so easy to find in the yard or trash.